Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brachas Daf Nun in the Ois Vodor edition, Perek Revi, towards the beginning of Aloch Dalit, starting Daf in Tesam and Beis towards the bottom. Says the Gemara, Yoim Mispalim V'Yizkar Sheispalo. First is davening, and then he remembers he already davened. He doesn't need to daven. Rav Omar Choisech. He should stop the davening in the middle, even though one could daven at Tfilas Nedova, but that's only if you started with a Nedova in mind. But if he started to do a tefillah, which is a choiva, which is an obligation, and he realized he doesn't have obligation, he should stop the davening. V'Shmuel Omar Ein Achoytech. Shmuel says, no, from here on, you'll have in mind to have nedava. Shimon Bar Vo B'Shar B'Yichudon, he said, V'Levai Shispal Odom Kol Layom. Because it should daven the whole day. Lama She'ein Tefillah Mafsedes. You never lose for over davening. Meaning, seemingly, a person could daven tefillas nedava, even if he started as a choiva. Says the Daf Nun Amudalav on top. Rav Zehira Bo Kamei Rav Yosi. Les Misa De Abirchet Omro Sofer Nispalel Sofek Lo Nispalel Al Nispalel. He said, are you talking about when Abirchet had said that a person should daven the whole day? Is he referring to only when a person just wants to add an additional davening as a Tfilas Nedova? But if a person really has a doubt if to daven or not to daven, what he should do, and he's thinking maybe he should daven Tfilas Chayvo. So maybe there, a person in a chenami should not daven. Talei Givi did not answer the question. Meaning, he does not know what Rabbi Yochanan referred to when he said a person should daven the entire day. Also, Ravo, B'Shar Rabbi Yochanan, Sofek Yispalel, Sofek Yispalel, Al Yispalel. Came Ravo and said Rabbi Yochanan clearly, if he's not sure if he's obligated in tefillah, you don't daven. Only if he wants to add a tefillah as an edova bilvad, then he should daven. Rechanin Eloi, Marken Ochanan did not say that. Elabai Kabi Rabbi Yochanan, Yas Rabbi Yochanan. Sovereign is pilot, sovereign glory is pilot. Clearly, this question, if he's not sure if he davened or not, Omar Loim Belevai, Shemispalim, Kolayoim, Lamo, Shein Tfilim have said this. I have no problem. A person should daven. I wish a person should daven the entire day, and there's no loss in davening more. So even if a person is doing it, maybe because of a doubt that he's obligated to daven, it's also okay. Continues the Gemara and says, Ayoim Midu Mispal B'Shabbos. Someone is davening on Shabbos. V'shochach shel Shabbos, you made a mistake. Tzev davening tefillah of Shabbos, hiskir shel choil, he davens the tefillah of a weekday. Rav Chuna Omar yispal gum Rav Nachman bar Yaakov v'yav sheshes. Machlokes. Chad amar choisech es habrocha. One says, stop in the middle and turn to the tefillah of Shabbos. V'charuan Omar, the other one says, goyim es habrocha. You finished at least the brocha where you're holding. Hakol moedim b'choyin adas shel goyim lo. The first brocha of choyin adas, then you definitely should finish the abrocha. Why? V'toker Rebbe, like Rebbe said, Rebbe Omar, Tamei ani ye'ach botlu choydin adas b'Shabbos. Says Rebbe, I don't even understand why we don't say choydin adas on Shabbos. Imein deyo minayin tefillah. If a person doesn't have das, how can he daven? So says Rebbe, this should be said on Shabbos. They took it out. The person makes a mistake and says it, he should finish the brocha. Omar v'yitzro g'doylo ye'adeyo she'imimutzaz ben shtei askoros. The word Deyo is mentioned between the two names of Hashem. It shows how great Deyo is. Shenema Kikel Deyo is Hashem. So in that pasuk, the word Deyos is put in between the word Kael and the word Hashem. Is the Bay Mashmeinim Hado? Some want to say it from the following pasuk: As Tovin Yiras Hashem Vedas Elokim Timtzo. So that's the pasuk, and it says the word Das between Hashem and Elokim. So again, you see Das between the two names of Hashem. The Gemara quotes now the Mishnah, HaMe'alach B'mokav Sakona Mitpalat Filak Tzoro. Person goes in a dangerous place, he davens a short davening. So the Gemara will say in a moment, what is a short davening? But the meaning that the Gemara says, Rishim Barabo B'Shem HaMachanino, Kol Ader B'Cheska Sakona. Any way is a Sakona. Rav Yanai Kadava Nofik L'Achsanyo. Rav Yanai used to go out to the way, to on a journey, have a Mavke Goy Beisei. He would give at Savor, give his will, his final will to his household, because he's going into a place of sakana. Ramona kadava azil maschi b'merchatz, when he would go to a bathhouse, shini soikis, that it's heated up with fire, have a nifka b'goy basis. It's a dangerous place to be in the bathhouse. You could fall into the water, a person can get burned, so you would give his final will to his household. V'chanina b'reid yavavo, Rav Shirin Barav, Rav Shub ben Levi, kol achoy li b'cheska sakana. Says also people that are sick, sickness is a time of sakana. Person who is sick should give his final will as soon as possible. Says the Gemara, "Avach b'shuradaso kol mashishliach tzibu oivel lifnei atevo So the first explains this in different ways, but the way our Chaim says it is, this is a tefillah tzara. A person should say, please accept whatever the Shlich Tzibur says in Shul. Whatever the Shlich Tzibur is saying, that's what I want you to accept. Person who becomes a chazan, you don't tell him just come daven, because the Baal Tfilo is doing much more than that. Ela boy v'krav, come here, get close. Ase karveinu, ase tzorcheinu, ase milchamteinu, payes ba'adeinu. Ase karveinu refers to a korban. Ase tzorcheinu is what we need. Ase milchamteinu are fighting wars. Payes ba'adeinu, do pius klapim out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning the chazan is doing so much for the tzibur. The Gemara goes on and says, what is the tefillah k'tzara? Achemim amru tzorche amo yisrach yisrach merubim. The needs of your nation are a lot. V'dayitim k'tzara, they don't have a lot of das to come and express it. Eli yiratzun fanech Hashem l'kenu l'kevaseinu, sheiten l'kol beryo v'beryo tzorcheo. Give every person what he needs. V'chol gvio gvio de mechsoyo. Everybody what it's missing. Baruch Hashem ki shamata kol tachnonai. He listened to my tefillahs. Baruch Hashem shamay tefillah. That's the tefillah k'tzara that is mentioned in the Mishnah. When a person makom sakana, he says the tefillah k'tzara. Says the Gemara of Chizdo, Chizdo says, Omar shlosh brachos rishonim shlosh achronos. When you say tefillah k'tzara, you say the first three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, the last three brachos, and you say tefillah k'tzara. Is tani tani mispal v'chakach tovei atzrochov? Some say you daven, then you ask for your needs. V'is tani tani tovei atzrochov v'chakach mispal. Some say you ask for your needs and then you daven. Now, seemingly, this part of the Gemara has nothing to do with the tefillah k'tzara specifically, just in general. It says the Gemara davenu with base, man domit pal v'chaka tovet tzrochov, you first daven, and then you ask for your needs, tefillah lo'oni ki yatoif. It says tefillah ani, first you do tefillah, v'chaka tovet Hashem yishpuch sichoi. Then the oni davens to Hashem and asks for his needs. Man domit tovet tzrochov v'chaka yispal, the one who says the opposite, because it says in the pasuk, v'shwer l'rino v'chaka chla tefillah. So you say Reno is the asking for the needs, the tefillah is the regular davening, and over here, the Maria Puldo asks why Reno means to ask for the needs. Reno usually just means Shavach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Divrei Chachamim, the other Chachamim disagree. When you ask for the Tzrochim, it's not in the beginning or the end, it's in the middle of davening, Shema Tefillah. Says the Gemara, Adamar Rav Chiyah B'Shavich, and Tzrech Odom Lispal B'mokav Shu Miyuchad Tefillah. Prison has a daven in a place which is meant for davening, meaning shul, and not in his home. Any place that I mention my name. So the Gemara is bedayik from the pasuk asher taski et shmi in k'tikvan. Doesn't say where you mention my name, mean any place you daven. El v'chol makom asher askir, a place which is miyuchot for davening, a shul. Person has to have also a specific place where he sits in shul. So it says that's the place where he bowed down to Hashem. It didn't bow down here, right now. Meaning he always used to daven in that specific place. He had a mokum yuchot for davening. Says the Gemara of Yosef Chalbu, Rabbi Achra of Chalbu, Metivo, B'shem, Rav Dumo, Demin Chayfar, list of Amaroim. What do they say? Person has to turn his face to the wall and daven to the wall. Matam, what's the reason? What's the source? Yosef Chizkiyo ponev lakir. Chizkiyo put his face to the wall. We learn from there. Beizikir nosayinov. Which wall is specifically talking about? Obviously it means the actual wall, but there's a reference here to another wall. Which other wall? Yerushub Levi Omar bekiro shel rochav nosayinov. He was talking about rochav azoino, the one where the miracle of Yeshua went to. Because it says over there, ki beisu bekira choymo. She was living in the wall. Amo lefon ribonin shalom. Rochav azoino, shtei nefosh etzil aloch. Rochav saved two people, the two miraculous. Re'e kamen nefoshoy sitzalt alo. You saved her entire family. Says the Gemara, do dichti, that's what it says in the pasuk of Yavo and Neorim. That's where it says about the family of Rochav azoino. And the Gemara dashes, tanya b'shin b'yichai, afilo ayum b'mishpachto matayim anoshim, even though it was 200 people in her family. And they went and married into 200 other families. Kulem nitzoylu bischuso. You saved all of them because of Rochav Azoino. Avoisai shekirvu lecha kol hagerim ha'elu. meaning that Shlomo HaMelech brought in 70,000 new geiru to Am Yisrael. Halachas kalam v'kamos, of course you should listen to my davening and save me, like you said, Rochav HaZoinu. Chiruv HaPropo Amar Bekiruz Beis HaMikdash Nosayinov. He was referring to the walls of Beis HaMikdash. Because it says there in the Pasuk, Betitom Sipom Etzipi U'mezuzosom Etzel Mezuzosi. V'akir Beini U'veinem. That's the Pasuk. So what is the Pasuk referring to? So the Gemara says over here, talk about big people. They couldn't go to Beis HaMikdash to daven there. They daven in their home. Kshbuchu gave them the schos that they daven in Beis HaMikdash. So the ones then, Beis HaMikdash, they had a schos of the wall, even though they were on the outside, as if they were in the inside, they had that schos. Meaning that Shlomo HaMelech built Beis HaMikdash. Halachas kama kama, so of course, you should save me as well. In other words, give me a schus as well. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman Omar, what he's referring to is Bekira Shel Shunamis Noso Einov. The Shunamis is the one who built a special room for the Navi to come to her house and be there. Shenem HaNaseno Adias Kir Ktano, we have a small attic. Omar Frey Brin Shaloylam Shunamis Kir Ochot Osto Le'elisho. She did one wall for Elisha and Avi. Ve'echei says, no, and you made her son that was already dead. You brought her back to life. Avoy says, she'asul chazkol ha'shvach hazeh. My father is the Bil Beis HaMikdash. Alachaz kam ha'kam ha'titen li nafshi. So of course, you bring me back my soul and save me. V'rabonu Amri, the fourth explanation, v'kiris liboy noso einov. He's referring to the walls of his heart. Me'ay me'ay yochilo kirois libi hoy mali. When a person speaks to his heart and says, the walls of my heart cry for me. I looked closely on my 248 limbs that I have. I didn't see that I made you angry even with one limb. So of course you should come and accept my nefesh and save me from the sickness and the chizkiyot daven not to die. So the Gemara brings over here that Chizkiyot turned to the wall. Which wall referring to? The Gemara brings four explanations. Either the wall of Rochav HaZoino, or the wall of Beis HaMikdash, or the wall of the Shunamis, or the walls of his heart. And that's what he's referring to in his davening to Hashem, to save him, not to let him die, and to give him life back, in order for him to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. And with this we conclude Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Nun.